91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO, Medford, 10:06 in the morning. Mike, and Tom here. Tom being from Bogota, Colombia, at least for now. Lead singer of the band Sonic, and we're just sitting here playing music for you. Let me tell you what we did in that short three-song set. New noise was Pedro the Lion from the latest record Phoenix. That was Yellow Bike. The Toadies, after that, from 1994's Rubberneck CD, Possum Kingdom. Just great dirty guitars in there that if you hadn't heard it for a while, like me, I haven't heard that in a long time. It was awesome.
It's still around, right?
It's still around.
Yeah,
still
what happened to them? Whatever happened? Do you know?
The classic band gets dumped by the record label. Band breaks up.
Fans go wild. Fans clamor for them to come back. They go to a reunion show. Next thing you know, they're touring again.
Hopefully we're helping to resurrect their careers.
I'm sure we are. Okay, we ended that set with Boston's own Buffalo Tom from their latest record, Quiet and Peace. That was Least That We Can Do. That's a request from Tom. What a great track that is.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs.
I hadn't heard that before.
This year. And I want to give a shout out to Bill Janovitz, the lead singer. I had a chance to meet him a few years ago, and indirectly, he's kind of helped me motivate me to try to do my own thing. So, love those guys for years. So, thanks, Bill. Thanks for the encouragement.
Yeah, it was just great. That's gonna have to be a new noise on my list. That was just great.
Yeah, that's a good thing. It was a good album too. I mean, those guys continue to put out good stuff.
So. Absolutely. All right, so I had asked you, Tom, to put together 10 songs, and you did the first five bands that are in Bogota area that you wanted to feature here. So let's play that 5-song set. You want to talk a bit about it?
Yeah, I want to. You know, it's we're in Latin America, and obviously there's a lot of influence of Latin music, salsa and merengue, but there's a big rock scene in Latin America, and all of the big acts that come into Bogota, they always sell out. People are super hungry for rock music, and there are quite a few bands that that produce songs in English. So I'd like to give them their due here in the U.S. There are going to be songs by bands called Viva Volume, who has been around for quite a long time. They kind of have a Paramore sound to them. A band called Mijo, a friend of mine, Adolfo Torres, who the song is awesome. It's awesome. Another band called Nina Levin, that is the band of one of our guitarists, Paula, has her own band, five girls that rock the joint. And they have a song in English called Here on Earth that we're going to play. And Stay Way and La Cura are the other two bands that have some songs out, and I've met all of those guys, and we're just trying to do the right thing. So hopefully in the next couple of years, you might have some Colombian rock bands playing here in the U.S. It'd be awesome. So any promoters out there that are looking for something new, give us a call.
All right, let's do this 5-song set, starting with, as you said, the band V for Volume. It's WMFO Medford.
Babble a lot, no heart, no brain, no soul, no mistake. Ground, oh. God instead of fail. Rain's coming down, filling my eyes. It's not enough to be prepared. Not enough to be the best, 'cause anything could happen.
right here on the wall. I did my sound and miss, were made of this move. And then I tried to do something meaningful.
Driving faster, yeah.
WMFO Medford, 10:31 in the morning. It is December 29th. We're almost at 2019. And two Mikes and a Tom here until 11 a.m. And Tom, that was a five-song set from you, from all bands that are from the Bogota, Colombia area. They were pretty crazy. I mean, we were talking during the set, and we never would have heard those before. So tell us a bit more about those great bands. I was really liking that.
Yeah, I mean, the first band, Vifa Volume, they were a pretty established act in Colombia. They've been around for, I think, probably like 7, 8, or 9 years. And Mijo is, like I said, my friend of mine, Adolfo Torres, is a drummer, and he was the lead vocalist. That song and their disc was produced by Luis Ernesto Walteros, who also helped produce our record as well. So cool. Kind of a close-knit family there. And Nina Levin is the band that I met Paula, our guitarist. It's her other band, and that's how I got to meet Paula. And the person who wrote that song that we played here on Earth, her name's Alejandra. She was in Nina Levin and also in Sonic. She appears a couple times on a couple songs on our record too. She's not our bass player anymore, but and then the last two songs, Diego Abril, I think it's Diego. I've met him. He's kind of a record producer, and the last song, by Stay Away, that band has been around for a while now, too, 5 or 6 years, and La Cura is like their newest ensemble. We got a chance to play with them live, and good group of guys. I mean, it really is a good scene. I don't know, what did you guys think? Mike, what did you think of?
What was the second song?
The Mijo song.
Mijo song.
Inner Struggle.
Inner Struggle.
That was...
I think, if I'm not mistaken, that won an award by... I'm going to give a plug to Subterranica Felipe Saruk, who does a really good job at helping promote music and rock scene in Colombia. And he does a set of awards every year. And I believe that song, Inner Struggle, was their song of the year last year in 2018. But yeah, it's
like you say, it's like Tool and Perfect Circle.
Yeah.
It was tremendous.
Yeah,
the whole set was great, and we're going to announce a new segment we're going to do. What are we going to call it?
I don't know. I'm gonna let me think on it a little bit. But it's a great idea, Mike. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you bringing music we never would have heard.
Yeah, the idea is at least maybe once a month or so, or once every couple of weeks, I'll send up a song that's from a band in Colombia that is doing rock in English, and let's promote the scene.
Yeah, and you'll do a little vocal introduction.
Sure.
Too?
Yeah.
All right.
Whatever
cool.
You guys need.
Yeah. So we'll expand the audience down there in Bogota.
Awesome. That'd be
all right.
Awesome.
All right. So, Tom, you've got four more songs you wanted to play, and I want to start off with a new one from the Sheila Divine.
Yeah. I want to shout out to Aaron Perino, the lead singer. I actually reached out to him sometime last year and asked him if he'd take a listen to Runaway from the Fire right before we released it as a single before the end. And he was nice enough to take a listen to it, got back to me, gave me some good feedback. Made a comparison to Queen, which I was like, wow, that's awesome. I'm obviously not saying that I'm nowhere near Freddie Mercury. I'm more like Freddie Neptune than Freddie Mercury. But the sound, he said, was just this big sound, and that meant a lot to me, and it helped inspire me.
Yeah, I bet.
So guys like Aaron Perino, Carlos Villalobos in Chicago, who's been kind of like my mentor along the way, has helped us out. Paul Buckley, a friend of mine from the Chelsea area, who played in the band Orbit, local band. He's helped me out along the way. And we're going to start off with a song from this year from Sheila Divine. I know they're in the studio working on a new effort, and I've loved them since the beginning. So
yeah, this one's called Time to Set It Off. Brand new noise from WMFO.
It's time. herself, she holds herself, but she shakes her head. She says, I'm all alone in this town. I'm gonna buy myself some brand new things. I'm gonna get myself together. I'm gonna break myself and take myself some more time. Dress some brand new shoes, a brand new cup of tea. Don't burn yourself, don't hurt yourself, don't fall on your face. I made my bed, I'm gonna sleep in it, but I'm gonna get myself some clean new sheets. Baby, come back, make yourself away. I think I hurt myself, I cut myself some other day. She says, don't think it's no good for it all. Some days good, some days bad, most days you can't wash it off.
Sure. that overlook the world. I can't find anything except a void inside. I went to places where I could forget your name. I can't find anything except a void inside. I don't have anything because I don't have you. I don't have anything. What can I buy to make this sky turn blue again? Where can I go to feel like I'm alive again? Show me the places where I can forget your name. I can't find anything except the void inside.
WMFO Medford, 10:51 in the morning. Mike here and another Mike here, Mike Maloney and Tom from Sonic. Thank you guys, first of all, for coming in. Really
thanks
appreciate
for the
it.
Invite, man.
Yeah, so let's just quickly go over those last four songs that you had picked. You started off with, as we talked about, the Sheila Divine and Time to Set It Off. Something new that they just did and looking for more.
Yeah,
looking for more.
Looking forward to it.
And then an old favorite, Orbit from Libido Speedway back in the mid 90s.
Paul
Medicine.
Buckley.
Yeah. And Black Rebel Motorcycle Club from Wrong Creatures, that was Haunt.
One of my favorite CDs from this year.
Awesome. Yep. And the band Vast from their Music for People CD, I Don't Have Anything.
A beautiful song.
All right, so we're going to end with a couple of Sonic tracks.
Yeah. Looking forward to 2019. Going to be back.
Yeah, what's new?
Going to be back in the studio soon. Going to do some singles and then hopefully another full-length CD by end of the 2019-2020. We'll be out live, hopefully playing with some of those bands that we played with. And shout out to my band, Johan, David, that are listening, Paula, Gavi, and Happy New Year. All my Uncle Bob's listening to him. Roy
Excellent.
Budd,
any chance of touring soon up here?
We're looking, hopefully, maybe 2020. We're going to have to put a serious effort in getting all our paperwork together and I'd like to get some of the other bands to. It'd be nice to have a Colombian band to come out here.
Well, if you do, make sure you come here and play live.
Absolutely.
The Colombian Caravan. Here it comes.
All right. So let's finish up with a couple of tracks from Sonic's latest record, One Peaceful Day. A request for Mike Maloney here, Gypsy Soul.
My favorite.
And then we'll finish up with the title track,
One Peaceful Day.
Or WMFO.
Thanks, Mike.
Whisper something in my ear. peaceful.